I would like for you to get your Bibles this morning, and I would like for you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias en el libro de Corintios, 1 Corintios capítulo 3.
If God's been good to you, say amen.
Si Dios ha sido bueno contigo, di amén.
Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
en el libro de Corintios, capítulo 3,
I want us to read verses 10 through 15.
Quiero que leamos, del 10 al 15.
And we'll read it first, and then I'll give you the title of the message.
Vamos a leer primero, y luego te doy el título del mensaje.
According to the grace of God, this is verse 10, according to the grace of God, which he has given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation.
Según la gracia de Dios que me ha dado, yo como maestro constructor eché los cimientos.
But another builds on it.
Y otro construye sobre ellos.
Now let each one take heed how he builds on it.
Pero cada uno tenga cuidado de cómo construye.
For no one can lay another foundation than that which was laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Porque nadie puede poner un fundamento diferente del que ya está puesto, que es Jesucristo.
Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble,
si alguien construye sobre este fundamento, ya sea con oro, plata y piedra preciosa, o con madera, o heno y paja,
each one's work will be revealed, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each has done.
Su obra se mostrará tal cual es, pues el día del juicio le dará el descubrimiento, el fuego le dará conocer y pondrá a prueba la calidad del trabajo de cada uno.
If anyone's work which he has built on the foundation endures, he will receive a reward.
Si lo que alguien ha construido permanece, recibirá su recompensa.
If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, still going through the fire.
Pero si su obra es consumida por las llamas, él sufrirá pérdida, será salvo, pero como quien pasa por el fuego.
And I want to speak with you a short message entitled Building What Is Precious.
Y quiero hablarte acerca de ti, si lo has llamado construyendo en lo que es precioso.
Building what is precious. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we ask that you would open your word to our hearts this morning. I pray that, Holy Spirit, you would quicken our minds and give us understanding. And we pray that we would be a people, Lord, that build upon that precious foundation, that which is precious. And so we thank you for your word. We pray you'd bless the preaching of your word this morning. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen. The Apostle Paul called himself in this passage a wise master builder.
El apóstol Pablo se hizo llamar en este mensaje el construidor sabio.
And being a master builder means that he knew what it meant to build.
Y siendo un constructor sabio, él sabía lo que tenía que hacer para construir algo.
He knew what it was to build any kind of building, any kind of construction. He knew all that was necessary.
Él sabía lo que se necesitaba, cómo ser un constructor, cómo construir algo. Él sabía lo necesario.
And he uses the illustration of building upon a foundation to help us to understand the importance for building a precious house to the Lord.
Él entiende lo que se toma para construir sobre algo, y así nos enseña cómo construir nuestra fe.
If the foundation is messed up, then everything else is going to be messed up.
Si la fundación no empieza bien, todo se va a destruir.
But Paul made it very easy in regards to the foundation.
Pero Pablo lo hizo muy fácil acerca de la fundación.
He said the foundation has already been laid.
Él dijo que la fundación ya está construida.
We don't have to lay the foundation.
Nosotros no tenemos que hacer eso.
The foundation is already laid.
La fundación ya está ahí.
And he said, the foundation of the house that we are building upon is Christ.
Es Jesucristo.
Christ is the perfect foundation.
Jesucristo es la fundación perfecta.
And everything that you and I do in the Lord is the work that we are building upon that foundation.
Es el trabajo que estamos haciendo sobre esa fundación.
And so Paul made it easy for us.
So Pablo lo hizo fácil para nosotros.
And said the foundation is Christ.
Y dijo que la fundación es Cristo.
But then Paul begins to describe that which is built upon that foundation.
Pero luego Pablo empezó a describir lo que está ya en esa fundación.
And he describes a list here of different elements that could be built or used to build on that foundation. So the foundation is Christ.
La fundación es Cristo.
But as is with any building,
pero como cualquier, edificio,
that building is going to be strong or weak depending on the material.
Ese edificio va a ser ya sea fuerte o débil, depende en lo que tú construyes, cómo tú lo construyes.
And so Paul begins to list six different things here.
So Pablo nos dio una lista de seis diferentes cosas.
The first three are precious materials.
Las primeras tres son materiales muy apreciados.
Materials that are stronger.
Materiales que son fuertes.
Materials that will actually get better with fire.
Materiales que se hacen más fuertes y más apreciables con el fuego.
The other three,
los otros tres,
are materials that will just burn up in a fire.
Son materiales que se queman con el fuego.
If you've ever burned a pile of weeds,
si tú has quemado un montón de hierbas,
when that fire is done, there's no weeds left.
Cuando se apaga ese fuego, no hay hierbas que queden intactas.
And so Paul is illustrating through these materials.
So Pablo estaba ilustrando y diciendo por estos tipos de materiales.
The importance of the work that will remain.
La importancia del trabajo que se va a remanecer.
How many of you want to do things for the Lord that will remain?
¿Cuántos de ustedes quieren hacer cosas para el Señor que se van a quedar?
If that is the case, then we will have to use gold.
Si ese es el caso, nosotros tenemos que usar oro.
Silver.
Plata.
Or precious stone.
O piedras preciosas.
Now, in our minds, we right away want to think, is Paul talking about jewels?
So, en nuestra mente estamos hablando, nos ponemos a pensar que si Pablo está hablando acerca de joyas.
No, he's not talking about precious jewels.
Él no está hablando de joyas.
But he is talking about stone that is precious like limestone.
Pero él está hablando acerca de una piedra que es preciosa como la piedra de lima.
The stone that they used to build the temple in Jerusalem was limestone.
La piedra que ellos usaron para hacer el templo de Jerusalén era de piedra de lima.
And if you think about it,
si tú piensas un poco,
if you've seen any pictures of Jerusalem today,
si has visto fotos de Jerusalén en estos días,
the stones that were used to build that temple,
las piedras que se usaron para construir ese templo,
are still there today.
Están ahí todavía.
They may not be built up.
A lo mejor no están construidas hacia arriba.
Because the Romans tore them apart stone by stone.
Que los romanos la tumbaron piedra por piedra.
But the stones themselves remain until this day.
Pero las piedras están ahí hasta este día.
So when it talks about precious stone,
so cuando él está hablando acerca de piedras preciosas,
it's talking about a stony form of brick.
Está hablando acerca de un tipo de piedra en forma de ladrillo.
And what he's saying is gold, silver, and these bricks will last through a fire.
Va a sostenerse sobre el fuego.
However, the wood,
pero así es, al contrario, la madera,
the hay,
la paja,
as well as just the stubble, is going to burn.
Y otras cosas así se van a quemar.
And so what Paul is bringing out, the work that we build upon that foundation,
so lo que Pablo está trayendo es de que lo que nosotros usamos para esa construcción
needs to be quality work.
Necesita ser algo de buena calidad.
And so this is describing what you and I do for the Lord.
Eso está describiendo lo que tú y yo hacemos para Jesús.
When we do our service to the Lord in whatever way it is,
cuando hacemos servicio para Jesús en lo que sea que hacemos nosotros,
it needs to be that kind of work that is precious.
Necesita ser ese tipo de trabajo o servicio que es apreciado.
There's no really such thing as cutting corners with God.
No hay forma de cómo agarrar una esquina y curviarle en frente de Dios.
Because ultimately it's all going to be judged by the fire.
Porque últimamente todo va a ser juzgo por el fuego.
And you can really think about it that those things that are precious cost more.
Y tú tienes que pensar que todo eso que dura es caro.
And because it costs more, it'll last longer.
Y porque cuesta más, dura más.
Whereas when you think about wood,
pero cuando empezamos acerca de la madera,
it is abundant.
Hay mucha.
We just go for a ride in the mountains and you just look to the left and to the right, you see wood everywhere.
Vamos a las montañas, miras para un lado para el otro y hay mucha madera.
It's not hard to go and find wood.
No es difícil ir a encontrar madera.
It's easy to get wood.
Es fácil.
But to go and cut rock out of the side of a mountain,
pero para ir a cortar piedra de una montaña,
to build your building,
para hacer tu hogar,
it's going to take a lot more work.
Se va a tomar un poco más de trabajo.
Gold, you don't just find laying on top of the ground free for the taking.
El oro no lo encuentras sino más en el camino donde quiera que vayas.
It takes work to get it.
Se toma trabajo.
You have to search for it.
Tienes que buscar.
You have to work for it. My twin brother Jonas.
Mi hermano gemelo Jonas.
He always likes to do things that I've never liked to do.
Le gusta hacer muchas cosas que a mí nunca me ha gustado hacer.
I love going fishing.
A mí me gusta ir a pescar.
My twin brother hates fishing.
Mi hermano no le gusta pescar.
But he gets these things that you can go and get the dirt and throw it into these metal, he gets metal detectors and will go look for things in the mountains or anywhere.
Pero le gusta agarrar su detector de metales y le gusta ir por las montañas y buscar cosas así.
And he even gets those gold finder things.
Y también esas cosas que buscan el oro.
Those machines that you throw the dirt in and it runs down and it begins to break everything apart.
Son las máquinas que tira la tierra encima y la empieza a quebrar para buscar por materiales así como oro.
And he'll get excited. He'll get all this dirt.
Y él se excita mucho, agarra toda esta tierra.
He'll get it from the rivers.
La agarra de los ríos.
From the mountainsides. He'll throw it into this thing.
Y lo tira en esas máquinas.
Just to get little, tiny, small, little, tiny pieces of gold, if you can.
Y todo ese trabajo nomás para agarrar cosas muy pequeñas.
And it takes so much work.
Y es mucho trabajo.
This is the same for silver.
Es lo mismo por la plata.
Or anything that is precious.
O cualquier cosa que es apreciada.
Like diamonds.
Como los diamantes.
You don't just go and find them real easy. It's going to take intention to get it.
Esas cosas no vas y las encuentras así muy fácilmente. Tienes que hacer algo intencionalmente.
And that's the way it is in our relationship with God.
Y así es la relación de nosotros con Cristo.
When we come to God, we don't just give Him our throwaways.
Cuando venimos con Cristo no nomás le damos lo que tenemos ahí para tirar.
When we give to God, we need to give with all of our heart unto the Lord.
Cuando le damos a Dios tenemos que darle todo lo que nos dentro de nuestro corazón.
And I'm not preaching a sermon on giving tithes and offerings.
Y no estoy hablando de un sermón acerca de nuestras ofrendas o los diezmos.
It's everything and anything that we do for the Lord.
Es acerca de todo lo que damos y hacemos para Dios.
When we're on the job,
cuando estamos en el trabajo,
we give our best unto the Lord in that job.
Le damos lo mejor en ese trabajo para Dios.
What we do is unto the Lord.
Todo lo que hacemos, lo hacemos para Dios.
So you may be working for an earthly boss.
Tú estás trabajando para un patrón de aquí de esta tierra.
And he or she might have a bad attitude.
Y él o ella tiene una actitud muy mala.
But you need to remember you're working for the Lord first.
Tú tienes que acordar que tú estás trabajando para Dios primeramente.
So whatever we do unto the Lord and we give Him our best. And this involves anything we do for the Lord. Our service outside of the church. and inside the church.
Y dentro de la iglesia.
But like those things that are precious mean that you have to go after it.
Pero como esas cosas que son preciosas y apreciadas, tienes que ir a buscarlas.
We must understand that it's going to take our work to get these things accomplished.
También nosotros tenemos que entender que nos va a tocar trabajo y paciencia para buscar estas cosas.
For you see, in order to bring heavy blocks of rock to build on a foundation, it's going to take work.
Porque para traer estas piedras grandes y preciosas nos va a tomar trabajo.
Or we can cut the corners.
O podemos cortar la esquina.
And we can just go and get some really light, weak wood.
Y podemos agarrar algo muy ligero y barato, como madera.
How many of you ever went to Buck Bales?
¿Cuántos han ido a
Sometimes you can get some of those bales and they're heavy, right? But how about those straw bales? They're a lot lighter, right, Brother Joe? They're way lighter than those big, heavy alfalfa bales. The alfalfa bales are way heavier than the straw bales.
La alfalfa está más pesada que el
hay.
La paja.
It's just the way it is.
Así es como es.
But you bring the wood or the hay or the stubble into the presence of fire.
Pero si tú traes la paja o la alfalfa o la madera al fuego.
And you've got yourself a mess on your hands.
Y va a ser un grande desorden.
I'm not encouraging any of our young people to do this.
No estoy diciendo a los jóvenes que hagan esto.
But one time when I was a young teenager,
una vez cuando yo estaba joven,
I don't know why we did it.
No sé por qué lo hicimos.
But me and some friends were leaving a particular house on the way home.
Pero yo y unos amigos estábamos cerca de una casa.
And out in the middle of nowhere, we were walking.
Y en el medio de nada, estábamos caminando.
I didn't want to do it.
Yo no quería hacerlo.
But the rest of them said, let's do it.
Pero los demás dijeron, vamos a hacerlo.
So we were walking home and there was a big hay, a bunch of hay bales, you know, a big haystack.
Estamos caminando y habían estos grandes bloques de alfalfa.
And we were young and dumb.
Y estamos jóvenes y poco tontos.
And all of a sudden someone got the bright idea.
Y no era una de las ideas más inteligentes.
Let's light some hay on fire.
Vamos a prender esto en fuego.
I've got a lighter, they said.
Yo tengo un encendedor, dijo uno.
They said, let's make a little pile right here, because it was kind of cold too.
We'll
light it right here.
Y lo prendemos aquí.
See, and I knew once we light that, we're in trouble. We're only about a foot away from the haystack.
Estamos como a un pie.
And if you've ever burned some hay, that stuff burns quick. So they began to light it and the smoke began to come up. So I had the bright idea. I had learned you can put something over something and it'll smother the fire. So I got this big old pile of hay to throw it on it to turn it off. And does anybody know what happened after that? Oh man, it began to catch on fire, and here we were, these young people. So we said, let's get out of here. So we started rocking through fields and climbing fences.
Estamos a correr entre los files y empezar a brincar sobre las fences.
Before you know it, we were like Lot's wife.
Antes de saberlo, estamos como
we were like Lot's wife. You know the way she looked back? She looked back. We didn't. And so that thing caught on fire, and the next day.
So esa cosa prendió, y el siguiente día,
we thought we got away with it.
Creíamos que ya nos habíamos escapado.
These police cars appeared at our house. They went around all that area and they said, "Do you guys know who lit this thing on fire?" They said, "We don't know, but I know this group of young people left the house at this time." And so we had to pay a hefty fee. So, like I said, I'm not encouraging anybody to do this at home. You see, I was a young kid that loved fire. You wouldn't have liked me to be your child. I loved matches. Fireworks. Anything that burnt. I used to walk around the house with one of those books of matches. I'd tear one off. I'd turn the book over and put it on the lighter part. And with my thumb, I would go like that. And the match would fly out of there, burning up. One time I was walking in the back of the house, just flicking matches away. I was flicking these matches everywhere. I wasn't like Lot's wife then. I went to the back just minding my own business. By that time, all the matches were gone. I turned back towards the house. And I saw these smoke clouds in the sky. I'm like, what's going on over there in Cap? I got closer and I caught the wood pile on fire. I had to face the wrath of my dad. And that wood was burning right up. It was dry wood. Another little story. Really quick. It was right in the back of the house. I was even smaller. I found this book of matches. And I went to the side of the house. And my dad had some hay bales on the side of the house for some reason. So all the hay was there, but then all the other little pieces all over the place were on right there. So I got that match and I lit the little bit of hay. And then all of a sudden it started catching those bales on fire too. And it was ready to burn the house down. My mom got all fired up at me. She started filling up buckets of water and started turning off that fire. The point in all this is, beware where you put your matches. No, I'm just messing. But what I'm saying is, fire will burn those things. It burns wood and hay quickly. And all that was left of that wood pile and that big pile, that haystack, was nothing. Nothing remained. But when you build something with that which is precious, it will remain. And what Paul was describing, our work for the Lord. And that which we do as a Christian. What we want to give to the Lord is quality. And it's going to take intentionality. You see, we're saved by grace.
Nosotros somos salvos por gracia.
We're not saved by works.
No somos salvos por, trabajo.
However, because we are saved,
pero porque somos salvos,
we want to give to the Lord our best.
Queremos darle a Dios nuestro mejor.
And when you give to the Lord your best,
y cuando nosotros le damos a Dios lo mejor,
it will remain.
Se va a quedar.
And Paul said, you will receive reward.
Pablo dice que tú vas a recibir una recompensa.
We could go the easy route and cut corners.
Nosotros podemos ir por el camino fácil y cortar esquinas.
But the ultimate fire will show of what quality it is.
Pero al fin del fuego, eso nos va a enseñar qué tipo de calidad nosotros dimos.
What is the motive of our hearts?
¿Qué es el motivo de nuestros corazones?
Are we doing it to impress people?
¿Lo hacemos para impresionar a la gente?
Or are we doing it to impress the Lord?
¿O lo hacemos para impresionar a Dios?
Are we doing it to be seen of men?
Lo hacemos para que la gente nos vea.
Or whether people see us or not, we do it as unto the Lord. God, He knows the motive of the heart.
Dios conoce el motivo de tu corazón.
And everything we do must be as unto the Lord.
Y todo lo que hacemos, lo tenemos que hacer para Dios.
And that will remain.
Y eso va a permanecer.
And so, my message today is to remind each and every one of us that what we do for the Lord, let's do it to the best of our ability. And it applies to everything that we do. It applies to our service inside the church and outside the church. When someone asks you for something,
cuando alguien te pregunta por algo,
don't give them the scraps.
No le des las miserias.
Give them the best.
Dale lo mejor.
Amen.
Amen.
As unto the Lord.
Como si lo hicieras para Dios.
We don't go visit people in the hospital because we're earning Browning points with God.
No vamos a visitar a la gente en el hospital para agarrar puntos con Dios.
No, we go because they're in need.
No, lo hacemos porque ellos están necesitados.
We help our neighbor because they need our help.
Nosotros ayudamos al vecino porque ellos ocupan nuestra ayuda.
And when you do it as unto the Lord, you will receive reward.
Cuando tú lo haces como si lo hicieras para Dios, tú vas a recibir tu recompensa.
Let's give to the Lord that which is precious. Amen.
Vamos a darle a Dios lo que es apreciado para él.
Because it's that very thing that will last forever.
Porque eso es lo que va a durar para siempre.
Let's stand.